Hey everyone, it's Melissa Rowe. I'm here sitting in the living room with a very excited Zappa gnawing on a bone at the moment. I would have loved to record the walking in the house and getting Zappa out of the crate. What ended up happening tonight is we were invited to go to a concert. We weren't going to be able to take Zappa with us, and I had to leave him home alone. And, of course, that broke my heart. It was the first time I've ever had to leave him home alone since I got him home. I mean, I've left him alone when I went to do the laundry and stuff, but I always came back to the house after, 10 minutes of being out. And we were picked up at 6, and we were brought home at about 8:30. So it almost, I had to compose myself as we were walking out the door, and I'm thinking, Melissa, you left him for 3 months at the Seeing Eye. And I was thinking, well, he had people there, and now he's going to be left in this house all alone first for over an hour. I don't think he's been alone for that long. Except if I were to put him in the crate and go take a shower or anything like that of that instance. But we were always in the house. So, of course, we walked in. But I kind of wanted to do a recording of it, but I was also a little leery about it too, because people have said things in the past, like when I would throw toys in the crate for Zappa to play with, they would say, oh, that's wrong, and man. I wasn't really in the mood to put up with any criticism that might have arose, like, why'd you leave your dog alone, why couldn't you take your dog, blah blah blah, your poor dog, but he was, as soon as we walked in, he was out. I mean, he shot out of there as if he'd, just escaped from a volcano. I mean, he just, and he was just all over Jeremy and I. His tail was going rapid fire, just pew, 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 just, wagging all over the place and hitting things. And so now he's just gnawing on a bone. He's calmed down, but a few minutes ago, he was just completely, with the panting and the jumping and the everything. He was completely ecstatic. And it was interesting because I came in wearing a skirt and a blouse. I'm all dressy, and Zappa's like, shoot, I don't care. Aw, Zappy. Zappa, come. Zappa. Hey, give me the bone. I'm going to get the bone from you. Zappa. I got your bone. Oh. Zappa, 1, 2, 3. Ha ha. I have the bone in my hand. Ha ha. 1, 2, 3. He had his teeth showing. He was trying to bite all the bone and I wouldn't let go of it. You're a goof nut, Zappa. Anyway, so it was an interesting concert. We were invited by this one person we hardly knew. She had met me at Target, and I had, talked to her a few times, and nice old woman, about 84 years of age. And she's like, well, I'd like to just get out of the house and go do things. And she called us up last week and said, how would you like to go to a concert? And I knew she was just trying to be good and be helpful. and I didn't want to hurt her feelings. I thought maybe she would enjoy having company. And, it was a good concert. It was, Christmas music. It was put on by a church over here. And not a church I'd go to, but I still enjoyed the music. And most of it was recognizable. Some of it wasn't. But most of it was pretty recognizable to all of us. And some of the songs we sang, and Some of them were very, very good. Some of them were nice. I really, really loved the finale, the song that they used for their finale piece. And it was pretty good. But yeah, it was kind of difficult for me leaving the dog alone. I know people say, oh, you've done it before, or you have to learn to do it. And I did. And I learned a couple of things tonight, but I'm not going to get into the depths of, it was more of my personal, the way I handle things when you're introduced to other people's religions and their beliefs, and you know that's not what you believe, and you want to stand your ground and say so, but at the same time, you don't want to offend them because you respect their religion, their thoughts, their beliefs just as much as you want them to believe yours. So it was good for me to just stand on neutral ground and not sway one way or the other. I really just felt like this was a lesson that I was given. So it was a lesson for me to really look out for someone trying to change you, but at the same time, have respect for their thoughts, their beliefs, only because you'd want them to respect your thoughts and your beliefs as well. And plus, when you have a better understanding of them, you have a better understanding of how to help them. So I learned to be on a neutral ground tonight. I'm not a person who likes debates anyway, and so I kept quiet, sat through the whole concert. It was nice. Most of it was really nice Christmassy music, and it was fun. It was a good time. But anyway, so I'm pretty much going to just get out of these dressy clothes and go throw on some PJs and take Zappa out for his final shindig. Not really a shindig. It's just his final park. I have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to talk about this really quickly. Pray for me, guys, because I'm about to change Zappa's feeding schedule, because the once-a-day feedings with treats on the side, you know, so he didn't get a fully empty stomach. I know that sounds kind of oxymoron, fully empty, but he's been throwing up bile 3 days in a row, and for a long time, this feeding schedule was working. And I spoke to a nurse at the Desert Dunes Hospital, and they said, well, it may just be that you may have to give him maybe, because 2 cups feeding, I was following what the trainers were telling me to do, but 2 cups feeding for a 60-pound lab, you know, they're going to need more food. And so I've decided to give him his normal 2-cup feeding, but give him 1/2 cup in the morning and just follow the advice, because 3 days in a row, he's thrown up twice each day, and it was right before the feeding. You know, his personality, his feeding, everything else is fine, and it was only liquid bile that he threw up. So I was a little concerned about that, but we're changing his feeding schedule, and I'm really looking for positive results. I have a feeling that's what's going to be happening. I think this once-a-day feeding is just not working. Part of it could be the change in the weather, too. When we came out this summer, I wasn't working him that much. He wasn't needing to be worked because of the horrid weather. And now it's the winter time. We've got concerts. We've got all these activities that I'm taking him to. So he's exerting more energy. So winter times are our high energy places here, because we're in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Everybody's out partying, having a good time. So winter times are fun time here. And so I'm thinking that it's the change in the weather, and it's more the exertion of energy that we're going through. He's going through his food a lot quicker. So we're just going to change the food schedule a bit. So keep him in your prayers. Hope that this works. And 11 seconds. I'm sure everything will turn out great. Well, anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. And I will do another audio boo or boom soon. Take care and have a great evening.